The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So he's a New York-born rapper who's wound up in Mumbai. Now, this brother has taken the hip-hop scene by storm with his lyrical flow and his infectious beats. You know what? I'm so glad he's up on the show this evening. Give it up and show some love for a man like Jay Killer.
Big ups. What up, Akshay? Thanks for having me out here. It's great to be here on the show. Shout out to you. Shout out to the UK.
No worries at all, man. Bro, listen, you know what? It's your first time up on the show. And you know what? I'm loving your music. You know, the fans, the listeners, they're loving your vibe. But we don't know too much about Jay Killer. I don't know too much about Jay Killer. So you know what? Let's take you back a little bit, man. You know, how did your journey in music begin, man? How did it all start for you?
Hey, for sure, man. You know, so I'm originally from New York. I grew up there. You know, I always loved hip hop growing up. You know, I love that East Coast lyricism, old Jay-Z, Mobb Deep, Wu-Tang. Eminem's one of my favorite artists. I grew up there. Then I went to college. I went to Stanford. And while I was there, I got into making videos because, you know, YouTube was getting popular. And I was studying econ. I wanted to be a banker just because, you know, in New York, that's how everyone was making money back then. And I switched my focus and, you know, I got an Apple MacBook for the first time towards the end of college. And that came with GarageBand. So that was the first time I could really start making music. And, you know, what happened is then I just started making songs for fun and I decided I wanted to pursue it and took it more seriously. So it's just been grinding independently. You know, I moved back home, was working other jobs, always just putting music out. I lived in Atlanta for a year. And then about 5 years ago, I decided to move to Mumbai because, you know, my dad's originally from here. So my dad's from here, my mom's from New York, and I'm half Indian and Jewish. And I had some family I could stay with at first. And, you know, I'd come out here in 2017 and it was like there was something happening because, you know, we used to come when I was younger. And this was the first time I was seeing billboards with like Nicki Minaj and Eminem like plastered around Mumbai. And I went to a few hip hop shows. I was meeting a lot of people. So it was like, I thought that there was real opportunity here. And there was a real community too. It was a dope hip hop community. So that was when I moved out here and yeah, still been grinding.
Of course. But, I mean, like you said, you know, when you went out to India, you know, there was the hip hop scene was very underground, you know, but it was emerging. I've spoken to a lot of rappers, you know, in India. And I think one of the things that really gave prominence to rap, to hip hop is Gully Boy, which came out in 2019. And that really kind of elevated that scene from the underground, you know, to a commercial level. You know, do you find that as well as an artist out there? Do you find that that also kind of propelled your music around that time?
Oh yeah, totally, man. Gully Boy changed everything here. It was like, when I had first come, you know, they were just starting to film it and they were casting and stuff. And I actually had gone for an audition for it. And they cast a lot of the, you know, they cast all these artists a lot from Mumbai who were people that I just had been meeting and were here. And that it was super dope, man. Cause it was like, the whole scene was really united at that time. So like everyone was really supportive, you know, you'd go to a hip hop show and like Divine was there, all these guys, like every hip hop artist would come out for the shows because there just weren't that many. It was like, there was only one maybe a month back then. But yeah, after Gully Boy, it just like, you know, it really put hip hop on the map in India, I feel, and changed the dynamic of everything.
Of course, man. Now, you know, you're of course an independent artist. I mean, what are the biggest struggles that you faced and you feel that you're still facing right now on the scene?
Yeah, man, there are a bunch, you know. I mean, as an independent artist, the main one I think you face is always budgets. How do you get budgets for your videos? How do you get budgets to promote your music? Because like, if money is not coming in necessarily from your music, you know, I've always been working multiple jobs, like, right? Because you have to invest in your music to grow as an artist. And so I think that's one of the biggest challenges. The second that's going on right now, especially here, is like, because the scene has become so commercialized and all these labels have come in, it's like opportunities are getting eaten up by just artists who are on labels. Labels always have better connections, right? They have the music industry, quote unquote, is just built on a group of people who have strong networks and resources. So what I'm finding right now, one of the struggles is like just getting gigs, man. It's like, there are like three or four agencies in India that control like 90% of gigs. It's crazy, you know, because the country's so big, but it's like, you see the same artists at every show.
Yeah.
And it used to be like that. So that's something that's also a challenge. And the third is just motivating yourself, you know, every day. Because like, you don't have someone telling you, we need this album done, we need this song finished. So it's like, you got to push yourself. Those three things I feel are super challenging as an independent artist.
Of course, man. But let me tell you something, whatever you're doing it right. Because you know what, you know, you have fans all over the world, you know, who love your vibe. You know, I love your vibe. And you know, one of the things about your music, Jay, it is so fun. It's unapologetically just so much fun. You know, what inspires you to put pen to paper and come up with the tracks that you do?
My man, well, first, I really appreciate that, bro, because like, you know, comments like that, that's what keeps me going, honestly. And yeah, dude, I'm glad you feel that, because that's what I had a realization a few years ago that, like, you know, I wanted to, cause see, for me, I always liked that kind of humor in music. You know, I loved Slim Shady LP growing up. And like, even though that album has some of the most complex, like, technical rhymes, it's like the comedy is so cool. Cause like the things that he's saying are just crazy. And so that always appealed to me. You know, when I started rapping, I really wanted to get good at rap and like become a good rapper, like with my lyrics. But then I realized like I wanted my music to reflect who I am. And, you know, I'm not like a super serious guy. I'm not a gangster. I'm like a guy who likes to have a good time. So I realized that I wanted my music to show that. And I wanted to make music that people could enjoy and, you know, that wouldn't like, that would take them to a good place where they can laugh at it or just vibe or party to it. So that's kind of what my thought process has become. Yeah, I also feel like out here, the hip hop scene doesn't have a lot of that. You know, rappers are a little bit super serious. And it's cool to be serious, but it's also cool to just, you know, have a good time.
You know what? Let's jump into this new one, right? You know, because I came across How Much Pagal back in December. I love the vibe of that record. And, you know, I had to get it on my playlist. It got a lot of love on my show. You know, I'm still spinning it now. This is the reason why we've connected and this is why we're talking now. But yeah, man, let's talk about the conception of How Much Pagal, man. You know, talk to me about how this track was born.
Hey, okay, for sure. So you would ask me like how I think of songs, and there are a few things that inspire me. One is like, you know, life experiences. If there's something that happens that I find interesting or amusing, others is just conversations or watching a movie and I hear a line and that kind of is something that connects to me, or even just browsing the internet. And like, so How Much Pagal happened because I, you know, it's originally from this movie Anita from like 1967, and there was a meme going around that was showing this dialogue, you know, forget the actors' names now, but like it's like the guy, you know, the guy's saying to the girl like how much pagal, pretty much pagal. And I found that hilarious. And this was last summer actually, and I was you know, I've been trying to work on my production a little more, because sometimes I produce my own music, sometimes I don't. But so like I caught that meme and I thought that sounds like a hook to a song. So then I was just playing around with some loops that I had, and you know, the beat kind of came about, and I was like, oh damn, this is dope as like a, you know, like a dance hip hop kind of vibe. And then I sent it to my friend DJ Blunt, and he added the bass to it so that it had a heavy feel to it then. But yeah, man, I was just browsing the net and I saw that meme and it caught my attention. I was like, I gotta flip this, because I just thought the, I don't know, something about the words were so funny to me. And yeah, Usually when that happens, it piques my interest musically.
The track is out, everybody can go and check it out, and so is the video. Now, you know, not just this video, man, but I'm gonna talk about all your videos. The concepts again are so fun, bro. You know, do you get very much involved with the script and the concept?
My man, yes. You know, making the videos is my favorite part, bro. Honestly, it's like, because I, when I was back in college, I studied filmmaking and production and like that. So that visual aspect, You know, even when I'm writing a song, the video is always in the back of my mind, what's it going to be. For this one, though, you know, I've been out here in Mumbai, I've been working with these guys, CreatorCom. Shout out to them. They're my boys. And they've been doing, so we work together on the concept. And like, for How Much Pago, there was like the vibe of the beat. It was giving me like an action vibe. So that was the original concept. And then what happened is we were at this location and like a bunch of scenes were supposed to be shot in a parking lot, but we ended up getting kicked out of there and we couldn't film. So we had to improvise and shoot at my friend's apartment. But yeah, that was the basic idea, was we were going to make this action film. Yeah. So all the videos, you know, I love trying to brainstorm the concepts and how we can pull it off.
Without a doubt, man. Everybody go check out Jakeler's video for How Much Pago. In fact, go check out all his videos. They are so much fun. Bro, listen, we are at the beginning of 2023 right now. You know, we've got a whole year ahead of us. You know, what's Jakeler got planned, man? You know, what can we expect from you, man, for the rest of this year?
Oh, my man, just more music, more drops. I'm trying to work on some long form content too. And, you know, blowing up, baby, Jordan year.
Of course, man. And I'm going to ask you, bro, do you still want to be a bird?
Hey, yo. Hell yeah, bro. That's a throwback. You know, it's funny because even that song, that was actually, originally I thought of that song while I was here. So I was thinking like, if I was a bird, I could go and come anytime I wanted. Yeah, dude, that's respect.
Bro, listen, thank you so much for doing this. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to do this again for sure. But listen, man, for everybody locked in right now, people want to find out more about you, man. You know, what are your handles, man? Where can they go and follow you and check you out?
Hey, they can follow me on Instagram, Jakeler, JayKila. That's my main one. You can follow me on Twitter too if you want, but it's just JKILA on Twitter. But yeah, Instagram is where I'm at mostly. And thank you, brother, for having me on this show.
You know what, bro? I'm going to be in India in a few months' time. And you know what? I'm going to find you in Mumbai and Jalpi Te Chai. What do you reckon?
Hey! Let's do it, bro. Yeah, hit me up. Whenever you come here, I'll be here.
100%. And bro, listen, before we wrap things up, man, it's only right you introduce the new one.
Oh, yeah. All right. What's up, y'all? This is Jakeler. I'm here with my man, DJ Akshay. And this is How Much Pago.
Akshay with Desi Mashup.
Sabras Radio.
How Much Pago.
Thought I won the lotto, but she's so much pago. I kinda like it though. Turn me up on the radio. She's so pago, we play boggle. On her Instagram I follow. She tell me that she like DC. I say I prefer Marvel.
A lot.
Very much pago.
She hot.
How much pago?
A lot.
Very much
pago.
Much
pagal.
Pagal, me pagal.
Me pagal, you pagal.
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 Now she blessing my feet. Together we get ready. I think we going steady. She said, Jay, you never met me. She's sliding in my DMs in the PM. We keep keying. I've been dreaming about freaking. She tell me that she liked the weekend.
A lot.
Pagal,
me pagal, you pagal.